Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap dated Saturday, February 8th, 2025. We turn first to the crippling effects of severe flooding in our northern regions. The Insurance Council of Australia paints a grim picture as Queensland grapples with 1,435 insurance claims post-deluge. Townsville residents narrowly dodged major damage, but neighboring Ingham suffers, the Herbert River ominously peaking at almost 15 meters. These events remind us of the devastating 1967 Queensland floods and the resilience we showed then and surely will now. Meteorologist Miriam Bradbury, however, cautions of continued flood risks even as waters recede. Premier David Crisafulli put center stage the importance of learning from this disaster and prioritizing resilience in our infrastructure upgrade plans. Insurance heavyweights, including IAG, Suncorp, and RAC, are fast-tracking claims processing, while health alert has been sounded due to possible contamination from floodwaters. A quick shift in focus now to regulators as the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, also known as ACCC, launches a deep dive into key acquisitions within the motor insurance sector. Transactions raising eyebrows include Insurance Australia Group's bid for RAC Insurance and Allianz Australia's intent to acquire RAA Insurance. With the deadline for stakeholders' viewpoints set for February 14th, ACCC's decision awaits us on April 24th. The impact on pricing and service quality, as well as implications for related service providers, will be part of the comprehensive review. These major transactions highlight the continuous evolution and competitiveness of the insurance landscape here in Australia. The call for urgent action resounds across Australia's financial services sector. In the wake of an impending election and notable resignations, Christine Cupid, CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, pushes for swift legislative reform in financial advice. The upcoming Professional Planner Advice Policy Summit looks to discuss the release of the second tranche of the Delivering Better Financial Outcomes legislation, punctuating the emphasis on better access to life insurance and financial advice for Australians. The current life insurance framework remains the backbone, although potential improvements will always be welcome. And in North Queensland, the response remains swift amidst their flood ordeal. The hardest hit include Townsville and Ingham, with infrastructural damage and evacuations echoing the severity of the situation. As insurers mobilize assistance, attention is also drawn southwards to Victoria, with flash floods and power outages in Geelong receiving urgent attention. Stay tuned for more industry news and updates as we continue presenting essential consumer and business information here at Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a safe and informed week ahead.